name is Bill Foster. I live in a little village sort of east of Belfast called Dundonald. Now, I was sort of married, had a young family, and discovered that I was going to lose my sight through retinitis pigmentosa. I was told that it was a rare disease, but I've since found out quite a few people actually have it. I would travel about quite a bit on my own, but I enjoy sailing. Maybe 20 years ago, I think now, I got an opportunity to actually go on the Lord Nelson. But at that time, I was having a lot of difficulties about, you know, I still had a fair bit of sight. But when you try to go and do anything, it was saying that, we don't think that you should be involved in it. We don't think you should attempt that or try it. And, you know, you're always being put off because you had a disability. Whereas on the Lord Nelson's, come on and try this. We need help to do that. So we need, you know, it was entirely the exact opposite. And I come off the thing, that's what you have to do. Don't take no for an answer. If you want to try something, just keep insisting that you want to do it. What I like about it is the discipline and the routine of it all. The routine is 4 hours on, 4 hours off. You could be taking on your watch maybe at 12 o'clock at night until 4 in the morning. The watch I like best is actually going on watch at 4 o'clock. Because, you're getting up that little bit earlier than you normally would. You feel the sunrise and you know, just a new day starting. It's quite a nice feeling. At that time of the morning, well, you'd be going around, checking the boat every hour or so, just making sure that everything's as it ought to be. You'd be also looking out for other boats, you know, depending on whereabouts you are. But you're always looking on the lookout on both sides of the boat. Because I'm a totally blind person, I would just be going around and just talking to the different ones. You know what? Tell me what they can see. You know, there's another boat over there. I see a light flashing over there. Or there's something coming up behind us there. And the bit I like doing, best of all, is I can actually helm the boat because it's got an audio compass on board. So it means, you know, I can't drive a motor car, but it means out on the water there, I can drive this boat, which is 150 foot in length. You know, it gives you that responsibility of it all. It's a square rigged sailing vessel. It's a bit like a pirate ship, if you can actually imagine that. Loads and loads of rope. You have to climb the rigging and all that sort of thing. You know, there's all sorts of challenges and adventures, and you're always encouraged to take part. Nobody's going to come along and say, I don't think you should be climbing there. People who were on that ship had never climbed in the rigging before. So they just, you know, showed them how to work all the harness and so on. And if you're a bit nervous, someone would actually climb with you. What I really enjoy about sailing is that blind people can actually do it. And part of the RYF, that's the Royal Yachting Association, they run all sorts of courses. But when you're starting to get more sophisticated, there's actually a part where you're actually blindfolded. And also as a blind person, or if you have visual problems, what they do is they would blindfold you anyway. So when they say, okay, sail to the wind. And the fact that you're a blind person, you're actually used to doing that sort of thing, you know, just feeling where the wind is or where the sun is. And you get your bearings by things like, I would actually navigate around Belfast, by the way, depending on which way the wind's blowing and so on. You know, it does educate you quite a bit. And the point is, blind people can do it. You don't have to modify the boat in any way. You know, for example, I have an audio compass actually that's on my mobile phone. And I could just bring that with me, even if there's no audio compass on board the boat I was sailing on. And just wedges in the corner of the boat somewhere. And when you're on actually on the course that you're supposed to be on, it remains silent. And as you go off the course, it starts to beep. The further you go off course, the faster it beeps. You're probably more equal as a blind person. You can be on a boat working away the same as any other sighted person would do. Living on the boat's actually, because everything's small and close to hand, you don't really get lost because you're always walking down corridor or walking down between tables, folded to the floor, so don't move around. You don't really get lost as such. the Lord Nelson, though, it's 150 foot in length. You know, they have a few wee tactile bits and pieces on that would actually help blind people. You know, there's just handrails. You know, everybody holds onto them if the boat's moving about. But about every foot or so, every couple of feet, there's a little shape of a boat. And it's pointing towards the front of the boat, you know, the pointy end. So the pointy end is pointing towards the pointy end. So even if you get disorientated, you can very quickly find out where exactly you're at. Many years ago, I was told two things. Learn how to type, because it means then you can then keep up your communications. And the other thing was, keep yourself physically fit, because opportunities will come your way to do certain things. If you're physically fit, then you can participate. If you're not physically fit, you have to let it go. And as far as I'm concerned, there's only two things you have to watch out. What you do doesn't inconvenience any other blind people, and nobody gets hurt. Those are my two rules, really.